Right, we're at Connecting HR, the fourth unconference, and I'm with Neil Usher, otherwise known as Work Essence on Twitter. Neil did a presentation this morning, and in it he talked about tumblers. And I just wanted to ask you, Neil, what a tumbler was and why that's a tumbler is important for a social, more social organisation.
Well, tumbling started in the online community, mainly in the States. It's actually a Yiddish word, which is a tumbler is someone at a Jewish wedding who encourages all of the wedding guests to dance. So basically it's someone who spurs others to action. I believe it comes from the German word tummeln, which means to stir. So it's all about creating activity and creating action. And tummeler in the broader sense now is those who've basically provide a lot of online resources to help with this is all about the skills and the techniques needed to stimulate activity in an online world, in a socially connected world. In a sense that if the tumbling didn't happen, there would be lots of people with a presence online, but their interactions would be fairly immature, and really basically not a lot would happen. Imagine sort of taking it to the kind of wedding analogy, it would be a lot of music going on and just not a lot of people dancing, not a lot of people interacting. And a fairly dead and fairly uninteresting environment.
Now, what could that look like in an organisation then?
Looking at organisations that do employ tumblers, they probably don't say they're actually employing tumblers, but for organisations, it's those that encourage people to do things differently and then to talk about doing things differently. Right. So it's actually encouraging people to develop stories and to tell stories about what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, to share those stories. And as they're going, to actually physically demonstrate that they're doing their job in a different way, that something has changed. Yeah. But then not just to get on with it, but actually to bring other people in, to engage with other people, and potentially to get them to change as well, to rethink the way that they're doing things. So in an organisational context, it's not just about the online world, it's about the physical workplace as well, in terms of, particularly if we're moving people into a new environment, it's how they might actually start to change their behaviour, change the way they work, change the way they interact with their colleagues and create the kind of social interaction we see in Twitter and in the blogging world, but create that in a physical workplace as well.
And are there examples of companies that are actually doing this quite well?
I've talked to Lloyd Davis, who I think is one of the sort of key examples of successful tumbling in the UK at the Centre for Creative Collaboration, about sort of how this is actually deployed within a company. Yeah. And we've sat and scratched our heads over this, because Lloyd's role at the centre is to actually bring people together. He has an engagement role there. It's specifically to try and make people talk to each other. In organisations, I think at the moment, because we don't really recognise the value of tumbling, we rely on natural tumblers to do this. And if they don't exist, then we don't actually stimulate that activity. Right. We don't identify that somehow that activity is missing. Mm. And one of my main contentions at the moment, really, is that organisations need to recognise that there is a skill associated with tumbling. Yeah. You can't necessarily, just because you've sort of engaged in a huge communications programme and you've published the website and you've held your you've held your focus groups and your other sessions, that somehow everybody's going to get it. Yeah. It's back to the wedding analogy, basically. You still need to have people moving between the guests, moving around the workspace, encouraging people to do things differently, and then really encouraging that dialogue, whether that dialogue is face-to-face, whether it's at the water cooler, whether it's online, the multiple different the multiple channels of communication we have with an organisation, to get them sort of fizzling, really, and to get that dialogue moving.
Brilliant. Neil, thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thanks.